Renee just had like a Mother Teresa's heart. You know, she was just like trying to do her best, had good intentions.
At 19 years old, Renee Bach moved from her small town in Virginia, halfway across the world, to start a nonprofit in Uganda.
The Lord just allowed me to see that malnutrition is such an issue in Uganda that's often really hidden in dark places.
She thought she was doing the Lord's work, but instead, she left behind at least 100 dead children and parents searching for justice, a community torn apart, and a ragtag group of young journalists on the hunt for answers.
I think people have forgotten that I'm a human and a person with emotions and someone who has children that are going to grow up one day and Google their mom's name and say, wow, was my mom a serial killer? Did she start a genocide? Because that's what people said about her.
And on our new podcast series, The Missionary, we're going to take you into the story of Renee Bach and find out what actually happened at the hands of this young missionary.
She grabbed a medication and injected her with it, and then she fell backwards and died.
I used to take the dead bodies to the villages.
Was he like this when you brought him to the center? Oh my gosh, this is terrible.
And who's really to blame?
I was watching her be literally crucified for trying to do the right thing.
She was to be protected at all costs as a white missionary.
I learned compassionate with her. I learned to love without expectation. She was there for Africans.
She was putting the lives of young children to danger.
If it was to white lives in the U.S., it would have never happened.
Coming soon from iHeartMedia, The Missionary, an investigative series that asks, was Renee Bach a woman of good intentions in over her head? Or a predator posing as a saint?
Have you ever been put in a situation like that? Do you know what you would do? Because, like, it's a tough call. And you have to live with yourself with the answer of that for the rest of your life.